Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the History Behind the Hymns podcast. This is episode number 3. I am your host, Daniel White, the 3rd president of Gospel Light Society International. I am one of many Christians who still love the old hymns of the faith even more than many modern Christian songs, and there are some great modern Christian songs. In fact, we sung one this morning that was out of this world. For the past over 33 years, my wife and children and I have sung the old hymns of the faith during our family devotion time more than anything else. Every now and then we would sing praise songs, but mostly the old hymns out of the hymn book. Over the years, we have used an independent Baptist hymn book from the Sword of the Lord, a National Baptist hymn book, and a Southern Baptist hymn book to sing the old hymns of the faith. I can remember the independent Baptist hymn book from the Sword of the Lord was read. The National Baptist hymn book had a beautiful burgundy color, and the Southern Baptist hymn book that we use had a beautiful white cover. And we have sung the old hymns of the faith with traditional Methodist churches online. In fact, I don't think anybody does Gloria Patri better than the Methodists. The old hymns of the faith have been a tremendous source of blessing and encouragement to my heart down through the years, even before I got married. For 40 years now, I've always had a hymn book with me for the most part. My Bible and a hymn book. The purpose of this podcast is to encourage you to dust off your old hymn book. Find your old hymn book first and experience the power and blessing of well-written hymns based upon sound doctrine for the glory of God that will strengthen your faith. The history behind the hymns passage of Scripture today is St. John 16:33, which reads, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." The history behind the hymns quote for today is from Dr. Billy Graham, who is now home with the Lord. He said, "Hymns have been a powerful instrument of God to draw people closer to His Word and the saving riches therein." And by the way, Dr. Billy Graham, he did use modern singers in his crusades, but he always had a baseline of old traditional songs with George Beverly Shea and others. And no one will ever forget "Just As I Am" in the Billy Graham crusades. The quote in connection to today's hymn is from Francois Fenelon. He said, "Peace does not dwell in outward things, but within the soul. We may preserve it in the midst of the bitterest pain, if our will remains firm and submissive. Peace in this life springs from acquiescence to, not in an exemption from, suffering." Our hymn for today is It Is Well With My Soul by Horatio Spafford. It goes like this. So beautiful. And I remember when I was at Baptist University of America, I had just gotten out of the Air Force. This song became one of my favorite hymns at that time in my life. And I believe all Christians can testify, particularly the older Christians, that there have been hymns at different stages of our life that spoke to us. I was a young preacher at this time, and I was in Bible college on campus, and this song while I was catching the bus to go to work and to get back to the university, Baptist University of America in Atlanta, Georgia. This hymn is a hymn I sung on the bus, sung in the little booth that I worked in while working my way through college, and sung on my way back. When peace, like a river, attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well, it is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Though Satan should buffet, though trials should come, let this blessed assurance control, that Christ hath regarded my helpless estate, and hath shed his own blood for my soul. My sin owed thee bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to his cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. For me, be it Christ hence to live, if dark hours about me shall roll, no pang shall be mine, for in death as in life, thou wilt whisper thy peace to my soul. But Lord, 'tis for thee, for thy coming we wait. The sky, not the grave, is our goal. O trump of the angel, O voice of the Lord, blessed hope, blessed rest of my soul. And Lord, haste the day when the faith shall be sight, the clouds be rolled back as a scroll, the trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. Even so, it is well with my soul. Now, beloved, here is the story behind the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul, according to CritchBaptist.org. The story of the hymn, It Is Well With My Soul. Horatio Gates Spafford was born in New York on the 20th of October, 1828. But it was in Chicago that he became well known for his clear Christian testimony. He and his wife, Anna, were active in their church, and their home was always open to visitors. They counted the world-famous evangelist Dwight L. Moody among their friends. They were blessed with 5 children and considerable wealth. Horatio was a lawyer and owned a great deal of property in his home city. Not unlike Job in the Old Testament of the Bible, tragedy came in great measure to this happy home. When 4 years old, their son Horatio Jr. died suddenly of scarlet fever. Then only a year later, in October 1871, a massive fire swept through downtown Chicago, devastating the city, including many properties owned by Horatio Spafford. That day, almost 300 people lost their lives, and around 100,000 were made homeless. Despite their own substantial financial loss, the Spafford sought to demonstrate the love of Christ by assisting those who were grief-stricken and in great need. 2 years later, in 1873, Spafford decided his family should take a holiday in England. Knowing that his friend, the evangelist D.L. Moody, would be preaching there in the autumn, Horatio was delayed because of business, so he sent his family ahead. His wife and their 4 remaining children, all daughters, for the only boy was dead already. 11-year-old Anna, 9-year-old Margaret Lee, 5-year-old Elizabeth, and 2-year-old Tanetta. Another harsh tragedy. On the 22nd of November 1873, while crossing the Atlantic on the steamship Ville du Havre, their vessel was struck by an iron sailing ship. 226 people lost their lives as the Ville du Havre sank within only 12 minutes. That's right, 12 minutes. All 4 of Horatio Spafford's daughters perished, but somehow, remarkably, Anna Spafford survived the tragedy. Those rescued, including Anna, who was found unconscious, floating on a plank of wood, subsequently arrived in Cardiff, South Wales. Upon arrival there, Anna immediately sent a telegram to her husband, which included the words, "Saved alone." Receiving Anna's message, he set off at once to be reunited with his grief-stricken wife. One particular day during the voyage, the captain summoned him to the bridge of the vessel, pointing to his charts. He explained that they were then passing over the very spot where the Ville du Havre had sunk and where his daughters had died, being buried in the sea. It is said that Spafford returned to his cabin and by the grace of God wrote this most powerful hymn that has comforted the hearts, souls, and spirits and minds of thousands. It is well with my soul. There and then, the first line, which is, "When peace like a river attendeth my way." There are other accounts which say that it was written at a later date, but obviously the voyage was one of the deep pathos, one of deep pathos, and is the clear inspiration of the moving and well-loved hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." Only God can get you there to the point of saying and believing it is well with your soul in light of such painful tragedy. Horatio's faith in God never faltered. He later wrote to Anna's half-sister, "On Thursday last, we passed over the spot where she went down in mid-ocean, the waters 3 miles deep. But I do not think of our dear ones there. They are safe in the arms of Jesus, my dear lambs." After Anna was rescued, Pastor Nathaniel Weiss, one of the ministers traveling with the surviving group, remembered hearing Anna say, "God gave me 4 daughters. Now they have been taken from me. Someday I will understand why." And by the way, dear friends, this reminds me of a hymn we sung in our church services this morning. Father alone will understand why. Father alone. One of the most beautiful hymns in the world that will help you as a Christian to understand that after a while, by and by, you'll understand your pain in this life. Lord willing, I'll do that hymn next week. If the Lord tarries his coming and we live. It was another hymn that played a major role in my early Christian life. But back to this story. Naturally, Anna was utterly devastated. No doubt felt some guilt. But she testified that in her grief and despair, she had been conscious of a soft voice speaking to her. Naturally, Anna was utterly devastated. But she testified that in her grief and despair, she had been conscious of a soft voice speaking to her. You were saved for a purpose. She remembered something a friend had once said. It's easy to be grateful and good when you have so much, but take care that you are not a fair-weather friend to God. Following this deep tragedy, Anna gave birth to 3 more children. But she and Horatio were not spared even more sadness, as on February the 11th, 1880, their only son, Horatio, named after the brother who had died and also after his father, he also died at the age of 4. Further service. In August 1881, the Spaffords left America with a number of other like-minded Christians and settled in Jerusalem. There they served the needy, helped the poor, and cared for the sick and took in homeless children. Their desire was to show those living about them the love of Jesus. The original manuscript of the Spafford's hymn has only 4 verses, but later another verse was added. The music, which was written by Philip Bliss, was named after the ship on which Horatio and Anna's daughters had died, Ville du Havre. And by the way, dear friends, this amazing hymn would have never been written without that pain So therein lies the blessing for you and for me. Horatio Spafford died of malaria on the 16th of October, 1888. Anna Spafford continued to work in the surrounding areas of Jerusalem until her own death in 1923. Both Horatio and Anna were laid to rest in Jerusalem. It can truly be said in the words that Spafford penned that it is well with their souls now. The question remains, is it so with yours? Is it so with yours? And let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We praise you and we thank you for this song, even though our hearts go out to this family that suffered so much. But the truth of the matter is, we would have never had this hymn if they had not felt so much pain, devastating pain. Have mercy and grace upon each and every one of us who name the name of Christ. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our faults, and our failures. And help us to repent. And help us to stop complaining and whining about our tribulation and our trouble. The cross that we have to bear, as someone said, if Jesus Christ allowed himself to be crucified on the cross, Emmanuel, God with us, why can't we bear a cross for his glory, praise, and honor? Help us to do it. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, this hymn honors God and the Lord Jesus Christ. So, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and you want to get to know him today and trust him as your Savior, here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws. You have broken God's commandments, his Ten Commandments, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have lied before. We have stolen things before. We have taken God's name in vain before. All of us have sinned against God. You have and I have. We're all guilty before God and we deserve hell. Second, accept the fact, dear friend, that there is a penalty for sin. For the Bible says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death. We die physically because of sin. Our bodies go to the grave. Our soul goes to hell if we have never trusted Christ as Savior. Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. You don't have to do anything else. You have already done enough. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, and fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Also, the Bible states very plainly in Revelation 21:8, but the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now, beloved, hell is bad news, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will save you. If you're ready to trust Christ as Savior and pray that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer and be saved today, please follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done evil in your sight. I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after and coveted after people and things before. I have taken your holy name in vain. I've dishonored my parents. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose on the third day early one Sunday morning. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, and help me to turn from my evil life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to the history behind the hymns. May God bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Oh, say.